Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here, Open Talk 2. Hope everyone is having an awesome afternoon. I know I am. Want to take time to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And as always, I tell people, if you want to surround yourself around positive energy, you got to get yourself around positive people. Y'all remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating and networking in a positive situation. All right, y'all, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get your content on the rotation. All right, got a good show for you. Next week, but first I go there, next week on the show, I'm going to have a smart young lady, up and coming, trying to get into the music industry. Very classy. She writes her own songs, y'all. Gonna have Houston's Just Jordan up in the building. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for her interview. That's gonna be next Tuesday at 6 p.m. She'll definitely be in here. But today on the show, gonna have VH1 reality star from She's Got Game, hanging out with my boo, The Game. Gonna have Miss Sierra Austin up in here, y'all. If y'all checked out the show last night, I'm gonna get Sierra, y'all. I'm gonna spank her up a tootie. So, but y'all definitely gotta check that out. But you know, before I get to that, we got a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. You know how we do it. You know we messy. Got my girl MJ rolling up in here. What's up, MJ?
What's going down?
Nothing. You ready for football trials?
Yes, girl, it's that time of
year. No, you ain't ready. You don't sound ready. well, let's put it on the table. Let's talk about, which one you want to talk about? I don't even know which one. Our reunion two?
Reunion two? That came on, what, last week?
Yeah, last week. Did we talk about that one?
No.
Did you talk about our missed girl?
No, it's, I don't think we talked about them. I know.
I can't remember them.
Stevie got their own show now.
Girl, I know. What is it called? Keeping Up with the Jordans?
Well, no, actually, it's just Jocelyn and Steven.
Steve. Oh, I thought it was something about the Jordans, too. Because I'm going to say, oh, no. First, find out if they even married.
Yeah, that's everybody's still wondering that question, but I guess they don't care, so they're going to make their money.
They're going to make their money, too. But
what about Love and Hip Hop? Oh yeah, now I did see that. I did see that yesterday.
That's
interesting.
That girl.
Sky is crazy.
That guy is a girl. You know what? Now that's the kind of nigga I'm on my crew. That guy is something else. Yeah, she is hot tempered. Really, she is. And you know,
she
only got the tail end of it though.
Yeah,
and she went all the way left.
Oh yeah.
But you said they're gonna get some competition. You said they're gonna get some competition. They're gonna have Chicago.
Yeah, Black into Chicago. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. But let's put it on the table of love and hip-hop in Hollywood. I know you're ready to talk about them.
Man, if they didn't break the mold this season, I don't know what it is. They went, beyond. I was like, okay, well, I guess they felt like it was time to address that issue in the hip-hop community.
I know, but I guess it's something that has to be addressed.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It's out there.
I think it's gonna be a good season for them.
But it's like it's gonna be a lot more fighting this season than last season. I'm like, are we really gonna go there? I mean, seriously.
When are we gonna stop all this fighting?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good season, but it gets old.
Yeah, but that's all right. We're gonna see what they gonna offer. I wanted to see all the music and stuff that's coming out because Lil Fizz, he's dropping a new album. Amari and of course, he got some new stuff. Yeah, he got
single,
some new stuff he's working on.
That's what it is. It's just a promotion thing for them.
Yeah,
for their album and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
but
they like it. I love it.
I know. I can't wait to. To tune in to my have and my have nots tonight, even though you don't watch.
Oh Lord, there you go.
Girl, yes, that's my show, girl. Tyler Perry, I love you for creating that show.
I just can't get past the bad acting. That's all.
Girl, I know. Well, I want to ask you one question before we hang up. I want to know if you were snowed in on a mountain or island. And you had a choice of any celebrity to be snowed in with. Who would it be?
Lorenz Tate. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Oh, Lord. That is terrible. Hold on, MJ. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You call to ask the question or you call it just to say hello? Hello? I had a call on the line. What happened to him?
Oh, that's strange.
Okay, well, they're not there. Okay.
Hmm.
Well, if anybody want to call real quick, 347-215-6288. And the question is, if you were snowed in on any island and you could be snowed in with any celebrity, who would it be? So let me tell you who I would be want to be snowed in with. I would personally would love to be snowed in with Lil Jon.
Girl.
We would make all kinds of
hits. He would call the avalanche, girl. As long as he is, he would call the avalanche.
I know. But hey, Lil Jon, you know what? I could just hear him saying, Goose got me loose. So I can hear him singing, hey. I can hear him saying, what? What else he be saying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'd probably be laughing and cutting up, child.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
Well, thank you, MJ, for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know, we got to put a little guy. Oh, I got some more callers on the line. Let me take one more call. Let's see. Hi, caller. You calling to say hello? You wanted us to drop a jam, or you calling to answer the question?
All three. Yeah,
okay.
Let me hear the question first.
Okay, the question is, if you were snowed in on a mountain or an island or whatever, and you could be snowed in with any celebrity, who would it be?
Didn't we have this conversation before? I'm already on your show. You know what the answer's going to be already. Give me that snow bunny, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, yeah,
Taylor
Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, my wife,
so you
know,
do you want me to drop
out, you
a Taylor Swift song for you, too?
Yep, a Taylor Swift song. Send me a Taylor Swift poster and send me some tickets to Taylor Swift concert. Front row.
You know what? She's going to be here this weekend. You want some tickets?
Yeah. I want tickets. I want an address. I want backstage passes.
Okay, so let me tell you how you win those tickets. You have to call back, be the 10th caller, and you can win some tickets to see Taylor Swift this weekend. How about that?
No, I ain't going to do that. As soon as I hang up, y'all ain't going to answer the phone for me. I know what y'all doing over there. I want my Taylor Swift
ticket.
Thank
you for calling the show, sir.
Don't hang up on me. I want my Taylor Swift ticket.
Since calling, you got to call back. All right, y'all. Gonna drop a blast from the past. And when I come back, gonna have, again, BH1, Rialetta Star. Gonna have Miss Sierra up in here, y'all. I love this chick, y'all. She is awesome. Very down to earth. Y'all like her. She is cool. So don't move. You hang with your girl City right here at Open Talk 2.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the Flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Coolio with the Flow. Shaka Zulu, man.
All right. Last from the past.
Yeah. show. I'm rolling with VH1. She's got game. Got Sierra Alston on the show. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to call in today on the show.
Absolutely.
Well, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Sierra? Tell us a little bit about you, girl.
Yes, I do want the world to know who Sierra is.
That's right.
For starters, we'll be here all day, but I'll try to condense who I am.
Okay.
I'm very witty. Some may even say I'm pompous. I'm definitely a go-getter. I'm ambitious. I'm pretty much the one to show that I'm not afraid to tell you how I feel. You would never not know what I'm thinking.
All right.
I'm an entrepreneur. I also do writing.
Okay.
Prior to the show, I was a consultant, but I still kind of do consultant work. But as of now, I'm taking on other business endeavors.
Okay.
And basically, I'm pretty much overall a fantastic, amazing woman.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. Well, I know you're very beautiful. I know that.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you, how did you get picked for the show, girl? How did all that happen?
Okay. Basically, the game, the rapper, he was looking for love in all the wrong places.
Okay.
For the show. And he was in a very long-term relationship also prior to the show, and that did not work out.
Okay.
So basically, he went to 10 of his celebrity friends, and so he was trying something new. And he felt that they would kind of have his best interest when it comes to women.
Okay.
So he asked them to choose a girl for him, and Keisha Cole chose me.
Oh.
Me and Keisha Cole, we've been friends for a while, so I definitely trust her judgment.
Okay.
And prior to the show, I dated in the past a doctor, a surgeon.
Oh.
And so when we decided to part ways, I decided that I wanted to try something different.
Okay.
So she thought about bringing the game to me as a rapper, that was definitely, like, you know, something very, very different for me.
Okay.
And I just wanted to add some excitement to my life. So I just went ahead. I said, okay, I'll do the show. I'll see what it's like. So that's what kind of got me there.
Okay, so how is the experience so far on the show? Like, how is it working with the cast members and stuff?
It was definitely a roller coaster ride. At the end of the day, I'm really not the type that usually has to fight for a man.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I really thought it would be easier before I got there. Like, you know, like, okay, I'll go there. I'm the baddest one. I'm the best one. I'm the smartest one. And that still remains.
Oh, all right.
So, I know. But however, the competition, girls are kind of, they get catty. They get insecure when competition, you know, it's when they're faced with competition. So it was definitely a intense, catty experience.
Okay.
Only a few, well, actually, I got along with all of them, kind of, and I don't mean to sound, like, confident, but I was definitely all of their confidants.
Okay.
When it came to, you know, them wanting to confide in someone.
Okay.
But there was a few I just did not take too well, and that kind of put a mold in the area when it came around. So,
No, I was laughing. I was like...
Definitely, absolutely. I mean, that everybody has different personalities.
Right, of course.
That flew from all over the world.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, you have to deal with people that may have unforeseen medical issues in the head.
Mm-hmm.
You had to deal with girls that just didn't have any home training. So, you know, I mean, I had to cope with all of that.
Oh, I bet that was a mess. But you're still on the show, right?
Yes.
Okay. So how was it working with my boo, girl? How was it working? Because, see, you know, my name wasn't in the barrel, so I couldn't be there. So
oh, my God. I mean, he seems to be... He is a desirable man to most of us.
Okay.
How was it working with him? I mean, he's a rapper at the end of the day, so he's a gangster rapper at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you know, he likes to drink and do his thug fizzle.
Uh-huh.
You know, he definitely... challenged us all, and it wasn't like challenges as if like we had to run up a hill or anything like that, but actually one time we did, but it wasn't like a competition as far as that, but definitely challenging us like who can hold their liquor or who can experience his lifestyle with all his homeboys around and not get so tensed up. I mean, it was different things that we had to life experiences, I guess you can say.
Okay. Was it fun?
So it was definitely different. But he's definitely a sweet guy. He's definitely different from any man I've ever dated. So I guess you can say it was compelling.
Was it a little fun, at least a little bit?
And sometimes, I mean, when you're in a house with catty women,
uh-huh.
and you're drinking alcohol, and then you're partying all the time, I guess it was fun.
Okay.
I enjoyed more so when I felt romantic about him.
Okay.
The dinner and things like that. So it was definitely, it was like I said, it was less fun. It was more of real life experience.
Okay. I got you. Well, girl, I don't know. What do you see yourself, I guess, maybe like, in the, well, I know y'all still taping. Are y'all still taping or is it done?
It's done.
Oh, okay, so we got to wait and see the end then, so.
Yeah, you have to wait.
Okay, because I'm going to try to give it up.
You know,
I want to see. Well, tell the listeners, anybody who is trying to be successful or just want to be, you know, their own businesswoman, entrepreneur, what words of wisdom would you share?
I mean, you can't really appreciate your own until you kind of go without, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, there was a point in time that I was considered a trophy wife.
Okay.
And I allowed a man to take care of me, and he's a wonderful man. And that, however, I had to, when we decided to part, I had to really figure out what my strengths were and what talents God blessed me with. Whether that was writing or, like, I have a sensual fitness workout course that I have that I direct. And I do a lot of things. And now, instead of me doing, I used to do business writing. Now I do more emotional writing.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I just want to say, like, one of my quotes I can recite. If you go to my Instagram, you can see a lot more of them.
Okay.
But one of my quotes is, don't just go through pain, grow through pain. When it's all said and done, have evidence that you have been changed.
Okay.
So that's all I can really tell you is that whatever you go through, just kind of benefit from that. Don't just let it be pain. Become stronger and figure out what your weaknesses are and just, you know, conquer from that.
I know one thing I like what you said in the beginning when we first started talking. You said you're a go-getter. You know, that I like because, you know, a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because a lot of people.
It took a lot of stagnant moments in my life for me to have to realize that no one else is going to do it for me. I have to do it for myself.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
So that's kind of where the ambitious side came from. And like a lot of girls in this show, I don't mean to down anyone, but a lot of girls in this show, they came on the show just to kind of do the show.
Okay.
And I came on the show because I wanted to have a really good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to make something of it. So definitely, you know, I'm definitely a go-getter in that sense.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. Well, I thank you for taking the time to call the show, and I can't wait to see the outcome of the show. So I'm definitely going to tune in on Monday, right after my Black Ink Crew, to see what's going on in this house.
You know what? I can't judge. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, that was my girl again from VH1. She's got game. Miss Sierra. And if y'all checked it out, Sierra got the heck up out that house, y'all. She left. I was like, no. I wanted you to fight through this competition, but you know what? It is what it is, and I love her spunk, and you have not seen the rest of her. So y'all definitely check her out. Go to my blog. Her Instagram is there, her Facebook page, and her Twitter. So y'all definitely stay tuned to her. And I'm going to probably have her on the show in a couple more months and see what she is up to. So, with that being said, thanks for tuning in on the show, y'all. Again, next week on the show, I'm going to have, again, upcoming artist, a little teenager. Her name is Jordan, Houston's own Jordan. She's going to be blowing for us, y'all. And I say she can sing. So, y'all definitely got to check her out. So, all my producers, my independent artists, y'all know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Y'all definitely got to check her out. Again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your content on the rotation. And also, y'all, I am dropping a new hip-hop online radio station, but y'all got to stay tuned for that. Just, you know, follow me on Twitter, and y'all going to see me tweeting the station so I can be playing all the latest jams. So, also, all my women, real women, you want to play football? You think you can hang with the big girls? The Houston Power is going to be having a tryout. The first tryout is going to be this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Memorial Park. Or just go to the website at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com and check out the exact time, because I may be off a couple of minutes or seconds or so. So, again, they're looking for some women that can take a hit. So definitely want to see you out there, want to support the team. Going to leave y'all with my mystical, some little T.I., got some Lisa, got a little Papa Roo for y'all. Y'all have a blessed week, and I'll see y'all next Tuesday. I'm out of here.
Nothing but bad luck in here tonight. Oh, if you ain't in nothing but real moves only. Bad boots only. Rich moves only. Independent, only. Boss moves only. Thick moves is only. I got my real moves here by my side. Only. I know good nigga, cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day, her laid back, I thought, yo, damn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still standing at the
life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Back up in it, the track so terrific. And you got the lovers for how we can whip it. Cause us, us been chosen for sure, we prolific. Stop these three brothers, all three we gifted. No one can ever split us and rip us apart either. Deliver the rock, we just divorce of our people. We stop deep on a whole nother mission. What the game been missing is a new ambition of the old school, new school rap coalition. You are hereby invited, focus, pay attention. Any track, any place, anytime, I'm there. Pin and pad, play the track, turn me up real clear. Blast it in my ear, what creatively enables me to find the rhythm so your critics can't label me an MC that's pitiful. Each song is lyrical, each verse is critical. Point blank, a miracle.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Hip hop, you a drug in my blood. Got a pen and pad, keep a nigga fucked up. Met a 96 right away, I fell in love. Every time I hear your voice, girl, I gotta get it up. Tell me who is fake, who is real from the start. He bad for the group, let that nigga move on. I ain't about to argue with no nigga that's grown. I could do that with my lady when the nigga reach home. No, I put it down, never have a weak song. And I always love my dogs, even though they dead wrong. Started out with four, and we ended up with five. Now we back down to three, but we on the same vibe. Niggas came and went, that was cooler than a bitch. If I wear a size 12, I can't make a 9 fit. Some people do, end up paying up their shoes. Many problems in the group, and I still pull through.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
I can't tell you.
Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Break the mic when I step up in his booth. Thought I was one dimensional with Jay, just the truth. And still in my youth, had the juice to produce. My mama's on the loose, yes, it came from my roots. I hoop and I shoot, broke rhymes for a reason. The neighborhood demons try to touch us every season. Back in the cup, demons say the boys will never make it. Second album jamming, now the boys trying to taste it. My heart keep on racing, goosebumps in my skin. Waiting for this label for some extra dividends. Ain't trying to make no friends, need revenge on these busters. Thought we want to see, trying to crush a nigga dreams. Well, I'm back up on the scene, doing good at my profession. Natural born gifts and thank the Lord for every blessing. I strive to perfection every line that I drop. How the hell you gonna tell me I don't love hip hop? Really?
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
You gotta grind. Gotta grind.
Yeah, we got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claim to thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the bird. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it. Gotta grind, I'm just giving you the real. Cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it. Gotta grind, if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writer's on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate,
let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all